Knock, knock. Who's there? 10 people were invited to a big party. The guests each received an invitation to bring a food from their country and to also wear their finest clothes from their country. The theme of the party was a party around the world. The host of the party was Tom. He had just moved to a big house, and he wanted to celebrate his new arrival to the country of Thailand. Before the party began, his mother and his sister set the table so beautifully. His father bought some nice music at the store across the street. The whole house looked lovely and ready for the guests to have an amazing night of food, music, and fun. The party was about to start. The first guest knocked on the door. Knock, knock. "Who's there?" asked the host, Tom. The guest said, "It is your friend. I wear my best clothes from my country. I bring my favorite food from my country, too. Do you remember where I am from?" Tom said, "I am sorry. I forget where you are from. I think you are my friend from Denmark." "That is incorrect. I will not tell you until the dinner is served," said the guest. "Okay, welcome and please come inside my home," replied Tom. The second and third guest knocked on the door. Knock, knock. "Who's there?" asked Tom. "We are your friends. We wear our best clothes from our country. We bring our favorite food from our country, too. Do you remember where we are from?" Tom looked worried. He did not remember. The guest told him he had to keep guessing until dinner was served. He welcomed them inside his lovely home. The fourth, fifth, and sixth guest knocked on the door. Knock, knock. "Who's there?" asked Tom. "We are your friends. We wear our finest clothes from our country. We bring our favorite foods from our country, too. Do you remember where we are from?" "I am sorry. I forget where you are from. I think you are all from Mexico," said Tom. "You are incorrect. We will not tell you until the dinner is served," smiled the guests. "Okay. Welcome, and please come inside my home," said Tom. The seventh guest knocked on the door. Knock, knock. "Who's there?" asked Tom. "It is your friend. I wear my prettiest clothes from my country. I also bring my favorite food from my country. Do you remember where I am from?" Tom sadly said, "I am so sorry. I forget where you are from. I think you are from the Philippines." "You are incorrect. I will not tell you until the dinner is served," smiled the guest. "Okay, welcome, and please come inside my home," said Tom happily. The eighth guest knocked on the door. Knock, knock. "Who's there?" asked Tom. "It is your friend. I wear my best clothes from my country. I bring my favorite food from my country, too. Do you remember where I am from?" "I am sorry. I do not remember where you are from. I think you are from Canada." "That is not right, my friend Tom. I will tell you when dinner begins." Okay. Welcome, and please come inside my home, requested Tom. The ninth guest knocked on the door. Knock, knock. Who's there? Asked Tom. It is your friend. I wear my finest clothes for my country. I also bring my favorite food from my country, too. Do you remember where I am from? I feel so bad. I do not remember where any of my guests are from. I think you are from England. That is incorrect. You have just moved to a new house. You have a new job. And you just planned a big party. It is okay that you do not remember where all your guests are from. Thank you for understanding, my friend. Welcome, and please come inside, smiled Tom. You're welcome. I won't tell you where I am from until dinner is served, said the ninth guest. Tom laughed and said, okay. All the guests were seated at the table except the tenth guest. Finally, the tenth guest knocked on the door. Knock, knock. Who's there? Asked Tom. It is your brother, Mark. I just came to town. I've been working around the world teaching English. I even brought a favorite dish from all the countries where I taught English to children. I hope you and your guests will like the food. How delicious! Welcome, and please come inside. I will introduce you to all of the other guests at the table, said Tom. Tom walked into the dining room with his brother, Mark. Mark looked around the table and loved what he saw. He saw people from around the world. The people reminded him of all the students he taught English to. Tom went to the first guest and said, This is my brother, Mark. Mark turned to the first guest and said, Ni hao. Hello. It is nice to meet you. Tom looked surprised. He said, How did you know to speak Chinese? That is simple. This guest wears clothes from China. The first guest nodded and smiled at Tom. Then, Tom went to the second and third guests and said, This is my brother Mark. Mark greeted them and said, Ciao. Hello. It is nice to meet you. Tom looked surprised. How did you know to speak Italian to them? Shouted Tom. Easy. These guests brought their favorite dish from Italy, said Mark. The second and third guests just giggled. Tom continued to introduce his brother to the next guest. This is my brother, Mark. Mark looked at the fourth, fifth, and sixth guest and said, Hola! Hello! It is nice to meet you. Tom looked at his brother and asked, How did you know to speak Spanish to them? That is a piece of torta, which is Spanish for cake. And I looked at what they were wearing. Their clothes are from the country of Argentina. The guest turned to Mark and said, Fantastico, mi amigo, which in English means fantastic, my friend. Tom walked over to the seventh guest and said, This is my brother Mark. Mark and the guests both said, Bonjour. Hello. How did you know to speak French with this guest? Asked Tom. I just looked at what the guests brought for dinner. It is very popular in the country of France. Tom walked over to the eighth guest and said, This is my brother Mark. Mark nodded his head and put his hands together and said, "Namaste. Hello. It is nice to meet you." "How did you know to speak Hindi?" asked Tom. "I just looked at what the guest was wearing. The clothes are of finest silk from India. She also has a red dot on her forehead. The red dot means she is married." Tom went to the ninth guest and said, "This is my brother Mark." Mark turned to his brother and asked, "Tom, what language does this guest speak? Do you remember what he brought for dinner? What is this guest wearing?" Tom felt nervous. He did not know the answers to his brother's questions. "I am sorry. I do not know." "But Tom, you should know about where you live and the people who live here. When I teach English around the world, I learn about the hearts and minds of the people. It is important to learn about the people who may be different from you. This guest is from Thailand. You live in Thailand now. He speaks Thai." The guest smiled and said, "Swadikap. Hello. It is nice to meet you. Welcome to my country of Thailand." Tom smiled and asked, "Will you please teach Thai to me and tell me about the people here, my friend?" "Chai, yes, it is a pleasure," said the guest.